You're listening to Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hi, and welcome to the latest edition of our podcast brought to you from Wikipedia by My Career's Future. I'm your host, Kelvin Tan, and today we have Justin Chan, a lecturer from Temasek Polytechnic School of Design, to discuss exactly how big a change is artificial intelligence, or AI for short. How is it going to really change everyone's careers and professional industries? And ultimately, should we be worried that it's going to take and kill our jobs? Or if it's just another tool in our professional armory to learn and use to become more effective at these very same jobs? Justin, DPM Wong recently spoke about Singapore's revised national AI strategy. What do you think are the key tenets that will matter to the middle age or the middle income and job seekers in general?
I think AI is just another phase in digital transformation. There's been so many things that have been transforming our society. So things like upskilling, embracing creativity and innovation, especially in the workplace, is something that we all need to take note of. Singaporeans need to actually embrace it heads on. We can no longer shy away from technology creeping into our lives. But unlike other technologies like augmented reality, AI is actually something that can be infused in every part of our lives. It can be infused into our business processes at the back end where we do payroll. So it can be part of different areas of our work. I also think that, you know, people who are mid-careerists and mid-life workers need to be open-minded in these things. We need to relearn what it means to work. Now that we have like a co-pilot and an AI assistant with us, how does it change the nature of work itself?
You can kind of empathize on some level for workers who are concerned, because there is this general thought that AI is heavily related to learning how to code, and this high technology is going to require specialized training and skills. I'm a midlife, mid-careerist myself, right? And the idea of having to go back to school and relearn stuff sends me heebie-jeebies, you know. But is that really true? Is it that hard to assimilate AI into our working process?
I think what's great is that there are so many AI tools out there. And so when we choose the right one and we develop it well, it's actually really simple to use. If we have an AI tool that's really hard to use, I think it may not be the right fit for you. However, the simplicity is also deceptive in that sense. Because when ChatGPT and Midjourney produces impressive results, photos or visuals and words, we might assume that this is the best outcome it can create. And we might implicitly trust the results that it comes up with. That's why I think critical thinking, computational thinking, do we understand how these tools are made? What are these tools for? And how can we leverage them? I think those are the things that we need to know so that it demystifies technology. And then utilizing the right frameworks and right skills, soft skills. How do you speak to this AI? As I said, you know, things like Microsoft, you know, is coming along with their enterprise models of co-pilots that would speed administrative processes up really fast, where you can not only look at payroll, but maybe can even weigh against a person's productivity level and see where their strengths are. And so those are the things that AI will be able to leverage on in an SME context. You want to bring AI in to both the business administrative process and your product process. You want to give them empowerment to be able to do certain things beyond their scope. So I think stretching your manpower, allowing them to develop themselves new skills, they can now do that with lesser fear through AI, with ChatGPT and things like that, trying to give them that knowledge and giving them that task and skills that previously was unattainable. In fact, it brings the classroom to them rather than they having to go to the classroom.
Thanks for listening to our podcast so far. For those who are currently employed but looking to take your career to the next level, Career Grit offers events and resources designed to help you develop new skills, learn effective job search strategies, enhance your personal brand, and more. Explore it now at careergrit.sg. That's careergrit.sg. Now, back to the podcast.
MMCs, obviously, they have budget. Mm-hmm. How do you see AI actually coming into your blue-collar, EMET kind of roles?
Yeah. If you think about something like ChatGPT, where it gives you such a huge knowledge base, somebody who is in an admin role could actually already gravitate towards some creative roles as well, where they can produce posters with Canva, you know, copyright, some script with ChatGPT. So it actually gives them a lot more opportunities. In fact, things like Adobe with their podcasts, you know, even podcasts, you don't necessarily need to be a very proficient editor in order to start dabbling in it. So I think for SME, the great thing about their workforce is that maybe they're not necessarily seeing them as people fulfilling a specific role, but just a broader sense of what the business needs and what their strengths might be at.
So to paraphrase that, I mean, I've worked in SMEs before and the roles tend to be a bit more popular.
Yes, correct.
Where one person performs multiple roles. So AI is actually going to be a useful tool for SMEs to be able to get more efficiencies out of workers because it lends at extending, like how what would be the way that you look at?
Exactly. It's like almost like an exoskeleton. The SME people that are working there, they're already doing all the different roles. Some take on because of a needs base without that natural awareness on how to do something. I need a poster done. I need a banner done for these events.
Yeah. But so it's an example. Like it's a classic SME situation where they go like, oh, I need a new storefront poster, for example. And the person in charge of it doesn't actually have a design background. So they might actually pop to Queensway.
Yeah.
Or to get someone to do something simple and lay it out and then get it printed. So with AI tools, for example, would it be correct to then say they could simply use the tool, do up their poster themselves, save that one layer of work,
yeah,
and payment as well for them?
Right? Exactly.
And then just get it printed out straight.
Yes. For all this one-off kind of production, it'll be really useful. I say you don't have to hire a designer. You can just go straight to a visualization software to produce your poster. Previously, it would be quite a stressful process. But in AI, you know, that stressful process where the expectation to produce a large amount of work or a difficult degree of workload in a matter of minutes or hours, you know, it's now possible. It's now more realistic as a expectation from your manager or from your boss.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite memories of working at SMEs is there's this phrase one of my previous managers used to say, which I was always just try luck.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, there's only limited headcount, so someone has to do it, or they'll just go, okay, just try. But what AI can help with is that trial-la feeling.
Yes.
Being able to do trial-la better.
Exactly.
Yeah, so going back to initiatives that Temasek Poly is driving in terms of how AI is integrated into teaching and learning.
Well, TP already has a digitalization plan that really drives us to be fully digital. People like me in different schools, we are all seeking opportunities where we can innovate in those areas, whether it's our academic processes or even administrative process. For example, I already ran a few courses with our TP community and even some of the other polytechnics with our courses called Dream with Gen AI or Craft Powerful Prompts to help staff be familiar, knowing how to whisper and use the right words to kind of get the results that they want with AI. I think, like you said earlier, AI is something very mysterious. You know, it's in a box. People are still trying to figure out what it is. But if we can demystify it, if we understand that AI is just simply a tool and it's just an easier tool that produces powerful results, then we are able to utilize it well. Beyond that, we are also using AI in the forms of assistance in our early admission exercises. So the School of IIT are using that to help them curate some of the information they want for potential students. Additionally, we are also creating personal tutors. I've just created DesignGPT. So now students in their pocket can have a personal tutor alongside them.
I mean, that's an interesting point you're making because I was listening to some of your students speak about their projects. And what struck me was how much of the research that they were doing and how much of the information they were gathering that they would traditionally go to a lecturer or a teacher to ask for guidance. They're now getting from ChatGPT and all this stuff and AI. So from your point of view, you know, I was just thinking as a lecturer, I'd be worried that this is actually going to take a key tenant away from one of my job description roles.
I have a student, we were doing a branding project and she started showing me visualizations of her brand in an architectural space. And I'm wondering how she got those principles, integrating those architectural design principles into her project. And it's actually through DesignGPT, even through her research, for example. It's actually giving them more knowledge at their own pace, right? It becomes personalized. They get information when they want to. I don't see DesignGPT taking away my job. It's actually helping me to facilitate my job better. And I want to use any technology or any strategies out there to help them learn better, faster, so that they are more prepared for the workforce ahead. So in terms of the DesignGPT, does it take away my job? I created it myself, right? Did I just create my own job killer in a sense? I say no. What it gives as it speeds up that process is that I have more meaningful conversations with my students. I can really check in on them, see what they're really thinking. Are they assessing the information given by AI well? Are they just taking it wholesale? Or are they thinking about it critically and making it to their own kind of ideas, weaving it into their own stories? So those are the things that we want to see. And previously with administrations, shorter consultation times, those things will be a challenging process.
Yeah.
But now it becomes easier to facilitate those meaningful conversations because the students are able to churn out good quality results at any given point of time.
That's a great insight to round off today's topic. Thank you so much for your time, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
And that's all for this episode of our podcast, and thank you for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.